Hello and welcome to In the Classroom, an educational podcast making teaching and learning more transparent. My name is Benjamin Stewart at BenjaminLStewart.org, and today is February 7th, 2021. Today I'd like to spend a few minutes recapping what we have been working on in thesis seminar. Week one, we focused mainly on introducing two technologies that we were to use for the entire semester, one being Notion.so and the other being Microsoft 365 Teams. Notion.so is where we're going to include all of the course content where you can access this same content either through Microsoft Teams or you can open it up in your browser if you're more comfortable maybe saving the page as a bookmark and accessing the course content that way. Or if you're on your mobile device, you can also install the app for Notion and access the same information. The Microsoft Teams app will be where we conduct our live sessions as a whole group and also our tutoring sessions. In week one, we spent a lot of time narrowing down our topic. So we looked at the page in Notion called Narrowing Down a Topic, where we looked at moving from questions to a problem statement. We talked about also how we can go about searching different articles. In fact, there's a video in the same page, which I recommend everyone to view, where I provide some strategies and some approaches, how you can go about finding articles online using the databases that we have available as well as databases that are open to the public. We also looked at a page called Situational Questions. This helped us put together some ideas for the purpose of our study. And so I think it's very important to take a look at some of these questions as it relates to different aspects of your study. And even though we looked at it during week one, there might be some questions that you return to as you are making decisions towards finalizing your research project. We spent a lot of time in week one also thinking about a thesis statement, thinking about designing one that included a topic, a claim, and then a list of either reasons or ways. We spent some time thinking about the organizational pattern, depending on the research questions that you're posing. Since most of you are developing a qualitative research, many of you are including questions like how or why. So depending on the basis of your research questions, that will also, I think, influence how you decide to create your thesis statement around a claim that also lists 2 to 4 reasons or 2 to 4 ways. Remember, the idea with the thesis statement in listing these reasons or ways is to also develop at the same time the main sections of your literature review. So the way that you list out your 2 to 4 reasons or 2 to 4 ways, those will also be the main sections, the headings or the level 2 headings that will divide up your literature review into sections. Now, depending on how many sections that you have or how many lists of ways or reasons, if you have 2, for example, that is, if you're separating or dividing up your entire literature review into 2 sections, then you might also need an additional subheading, a level 3 heading, to divide up those 2 main sections. In week 2, we continued our discussion talking about how to narrow down our topic. We started our tutoring sessions. So I started talking with each one of you individually. And most of us, we discussed your thesis statement, again, thinking in terms of a topic, a claim, and a list of reasons or ways. We also discussed how to maybe separate or divide up your literature review into main sections. We talked about also thinking about if you have already developed a literature review, either modifying or editing or creating, modifying, maybe moving the text around into those sections once you've made a decision about what the 2 to 4 reasons are best for are best in terms of the objective of your study. Some of you have chosen an organizational pattern that moves from the general to the specific or the theoretical to the practical. And I think, I created a page where I talk about different organizational patterns that I would also look at. There are some patterns I think that are better than others. I think for the purposes of our qualitative research, since again, many of us are doing a qualitative research study, the main focus is to figure out what's the best way to divide up our ideas. If we choose a general to the specific or theoretical to the practical organizational pattern at the level of the thesis statement, then what that does is it limits the amount of discussion that we end up having about the how or the why. If you start with general topics, you start talking very theoretical at the beginning without any of the how, the specific hows or the whys, then basically we're leaving that discussion towards the very end. So what I'm suggesting is even if you choose a why or a how, we can still talk about both throughout the entire literature review. As an example, let's say that you choose a how in your thesis. So you're listing ways. You're listing three different ways that will be basically the three sections of your literature review. So one section will talk about one way of doing something, and the second section will discuss a second way, and the third section will talk about the third way of designing a particular course or a technique or a particular technology. Now, within that discussion of how, from the very beginning, you can also talk about why. You can also talk about with whom and when and where. You can introduce different question words throughout each of the sections. And if you do it this way, then you are spending more time talking about the how and the why and the where, but throughout the topic, throughout the discussion. Not a lot of discussions about or mentioning of definitions. If you're going to define a term, define it within the context of the how, the what, the where, the when, the why. Instead of maybe having a dedicated section of discussing the definitions. Right. So the point here is try to avoid long discussions of definitions and theoretical ideas. The theory is part of the discussion of the why, the when, the where, right? And so what I'm suggesting again is trying to think of your organizational pattern as point by point, right? This is point number one. This is point number two. This is point number three. And those points can either articulate, for the most part, why or how. Again, because most of us are doing qualitative research and most of us are asking the question how or why. So I'm trying to align the thesis statement with the research questions. Remember that the thesis statement simply is a one-sentence answer to your research questions. Your entire theory, your entire literature review actually is a long answer to those questions that you're posing as research questions. When you begin your own study and you begin to collect your data, now you're going to set out to answer those same research questions. So you're essentially comparing your answers to the research questions based on your research with the research of others through developing a theory that introduces an argument, a logical flow of ideas that address those research questions. Think of the research questions as a bridge between the theory and the actual study itself. So try to keep that in mind and remember that the Excel spreadsheet that we completed in week one, we will want to go back each week, make sure that our thesis statement is updated. Of course, our research questions, our purpose statement, basically all of the aspects that we included in that Excel spreadsheet, we want to keep that up to date as we're making decisions week to week throughout our research. Now, the strategies here we mentioned. Trying to find a routine, try to get in a routine where you're dedicating 3 hours or so a day, that is 15 to 20 hours per week, making sure that you don't get behind. It's really important to try to do something every day, whether you're thinking about your research, you're making notes and reflecting on your progress, you are reading articles, you're writing, you're discussing, right? Try to continue with those activities. Try to find a routine in a place, preferably in your home, where you're least likely to have any distractions, so that you can continue making progress week to week. All of us should have a thesis seminar roster page, so make sure that you have your own dedicated page. Use that page as you need to, adding maybe a checklist of different the sections of the thesis paper. I think we talked about moving that checklist over so that you could, as you're developing your research, you can check off the sections as you complete them. All of you have a shared Word document, so this is another way that you can leave comments to me in addition to contacting me through the chat in Microsoft Teams and also the post section within our team. You can also leave direct questions in your Word document in the form of comments that relate to specific aspects of your paper. I mentioned the importance of trying to find strategies for searching for your topic. So again, check out the video. If you are having problems finding articles, then we need to discuss that right away so that we can see which search terms you're using and if there's an alternative set of terms that might provide the desired results. And the last thing I'll say here is I would suggest listening and watching the tutorials of some of your classmates to gain perspective. Even if your classmates are researching something completely different, I think we can gain insight and some understandings by listening to others, what others are going through, and comparing their situation with your situation. Many of the concepts that we talk about, many of you share. And so it's really important, I think, especially week to week, to gain some perspective, to make your own progress transparent to your classmates so that we can all learn from each other. So this has been a recap, guys, from for week one and two for thesis seminar. And the main thing I want to stress is that you're getting the assistance that you need. It's quite normal at this point as you get into the research to perhaps not fully understand every aspect that you're about to do for the semester. But it's very important that you know what the next step is. If you find yourself in a situation where you're not sure what to do next and you let 1 or 2, 3 days go by, well, that's too many days that have gone by with not knowing what to do next. So it's really important that you reach out to me immediately if you find yourself in that situation where you're really not sure what the next step is in the research process. All right, so again, if you need some assistance, contact me via the chat in Microsoft Teams. Of course, you can post publicly. If you think others will benefit from your question, you can post it in Microsoft Teams and I'll respond there. Or, of course, you can leave a comment if it's directly related to a certain part of your text by leaving a comment in Microsoft Word. This has been In the Classroom, an educational podcast making teaching and learning more transparent. Thanks for listening.